where I've talked about being frustrated. And there's been, different messages that I've had about overcoming that frustration. But let's just talk about it for a second, because I don't want y'all to think that in my process of studying for the bar, I don't have days where I am like, F this, I'm tired of this stuff. And, I wanna do something else. Because I totally had that today. And I'm gonna give you two examples. One, before I went to the gym, and two, while I was at the gym. So while I was working so hard and tirelessly on, writing down the law, the multiple choice questions I got wrong, so I can go back and read it later. I was like counting down the time because I knew I had to go to the gym today. So I was like, okay, go to the gym, get my little workout break in, come back, energize. While I'm at the gym, I'm listening to my gospel music while I'm on the Stairmaster. Y'all, let me tell you, I was just crying internally. Like, my gospel song came on and it was, how this too shall pass, it's all temporary. But y'all, I was so frustrated today. Like, you could just see the little tear droplets wincing out of the sides of my eyes. And, I mean, nobody knew what I was going through. And I don't think I actually, shed a bunch of tears at that point. But it's just to tell y'all, like, this is a frustrating time. I mean, it's February the 2nd, so it's 25 days, now 23 days, because, February 2nd's over, before the bar. You are frustrated every, waking day you spend studying for this exam. Not saying I'm not pumped, because I'm pumped this time. But you're frustrated because there's so much work you still feel that, like, you still need to get stuff done. And it's not like checking stuff off a list. Like, now you're getting to a point where you have practiced a lot, and now you're just working on tightening up everything. And so I'm at this point where I can crank out an essay or two in a day, submit it, and, pull out, a somewhat good score on the essay when I submit it to my little grader people. I don't know what the real bar examiners are going to grade, but, I use Kaplan's, unlimited grading feature. And it's awesome when you're getting feedback like, Nina, you just got to get to tightening up your answers, get tighten up that rule of law. Because I wasn't getting feedback like that before. Before, I was getting feedback like, Nina, your answers are this, that, the third. So there is progress happening. It's just, y'all, multiple choice and me, we just don't get along very well. But I have become determined to hit the 70% on a consistent basis of right answers. And I'm putting this in the hands of God, the Almighty Jesus. He has me, because these upcoming NBA sets that I'm about to do, I'm going to hit 70%. And like, that is my goal for myself. Like, I don't, care to beat nobody else, but at this point, I'm just trying to hit this 70% consistently. And just as consistently as I've been hitting the other percentages, I want to consistently hit 70%. And then, I'd be happy with 80, 90, 100%. That'd be wonderful. But I'm trying to consistently hit 70% so I can feel confident in my ability to read these questions and be able to ascertain what they're asking me. So I say that to tell you guys, this is a process. And if you are anything like me, you might be frustrated right about now. You might be listening to your gospel music, trying not to cry on the Stairmaster, or picking up those weights and it hits that song that really had you in your spirit. Well, I'm just here to tell you, you can do it. And as much as I was hearing that song, giving me some stuff to work through internally, I heard, Nina, God has this. Nina, it's gonna work itself out. And that's what I'm here to tell you. I was frustrated today, but I'm gonna make it. And so are you. So get frustrated, but then get back to work.